This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to talk about the senators real quickly on the Ukraine stuff. I'll get to that. We're going to talk about the system, what it does, propaganda, why people live in a world of make-believe. We're going to dig into some of that. The Nobel Prize. Oh, you're going to love what a Nobel Prize winner had to say. The FBI sucks. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I should have read you the list earlier in the show, but I didn't. I just didn't feel the need to. I kind of breezed past the Senate foreign aid bill stuff. 29 Republican senators passed that Ukraine bill, that foreign aid bill. I am going to go down the list, and I'm going to read you the names. Just stay with me for a second. You're mad about it. I'm mad about it. Everyone's mad about it. The names are Boozman, Britt, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Cornyn, Cotton, Kramer, Crapo, Ernst, Fisher, Graham, Grassley, Hoven, Hyde-Smith, Kennedy, Lankford, McConnell, Moran, Mullen, Murkowski, Ricketts, Risch, Romney, Rounds, Scott, Sullivan, Thune, Tillis. All right? There they are. It's bad. You're mad. I'm mad. Everyone's mad. People who got up this morning and, well, they thought like this.
Today, the Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear. Failure to help Ukraine stand.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. So I just read you the names. We're going to move on and talk about other stuff. I just don't feel the need to belabor the point. I did want to do this really quickly, though, and go through this list in a different way. Instead of the names, I thought maybe we should just read the states. Because we have a lot of GOP senators. This ridiculously corrupt bill would never have passed without GOP support. So where did these GOP senators who just screwed us over again, like they did during gun control, like they did during the spending bill, like they did during, like they continue to do, where do these senators come from? Let's look into it, shall we? Instead of the names. Just going to go down the list. Arkansas, Alabama, West Virginia, Louisiana, Maine, Texas, Arkansas. Ooh, a twofer for Arkansas. North Dakota. Wow. Indiana. Iowa, Nebraska, South Carolina. Oh, look, Iowa again, another twofer. Hoven, North Dakota, another twofer. Mississippi, Louisiana made another twofer. Louisiana's on there again twice. Thank you, Kennedy. Lankford, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Moran, Kansas, Oklahoma. Oh, look at that. Both ones from Oklahoma. Huh, it's wild. Alaska, Nebraska. Wow, both of Nebraska's too. Imagine that. Idaho, Utah, South Dakota, South Carolina, Alaska, South Dakota, another two for North Carolina. Wow, look at that list. That, I mean, those are the most red states in the union. The reddest states in the union. States, almost every one of these states, unless I'm mistaken, there might be a couple exceptions here, but almost every one of these states, as I look at the list, is so red that if the people wanted, they could elect me. They could elect someone to the right of me. And yet, once again, the reddest states gave us the senators who screwed over the entire country by joining with the Democrats. Why does this happen? Because the red state GOP primary voter is the source of all of our problems. That's why this happens. Your neighbor, my neighbor, not you, I'm not talking about you, I'm not worried about you. Your neighbor agrees with you on everything, shares your values. Close the border, keep taxes low. We got to get spending out of control. Pro-life, tranny and the kids, that's crazy. You get with them on the weekends, you turn on the baseball game, and down the list, down the line, he agrees with you on every single thing. And then you ask him, really, who'd you vote for in the primary? Primary? Huh? What was that? A primary? Is that when the party chooses its own nominee? Oh, I didn't know. I was watching a game. I missed that. The game was on. Or, even worse, the friend I just described from Louisiana had dinner with him last month. Oh, man, got to get this spending under control. Borders out of control. Jeez, Biden sucks. Man, who are these guys spending us into bankruptcy? And on my life, in the next breath, start singing the praises of Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, because he's got some funny sound bites on Fox News. John Kennedy of Louisiana, just like the other loser in Louisiana, votes for every piece of swamp trash bill he possibly can. But he drops some funnies on Fox. And so Norm and Norma go out in the primary and they think they're saving America. Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota. I'm disgusted by us. I understand the dirty commie scum. I do. I get that we're dealing with demons, destructive, murderers, rapists. I know exactly what we're dealing with. But man, our own people can't get off the couch to save themselves, and it drives me up the wall. So I'm moving on. I'm done with it. I want to talk about something else. In fact, there's a story and a soundbite that go with this, so just stay with me here. This is a long email, and I'm not going to read it. It's way too long for me to read on the air. I'm going to skip basically the whole thing, but the thing is titled 80-Year-Old Aunt Peggy. He said, Jesse, I've got an old acquaintance who calls himself a Catholic. He goes to church each week. Just let him know what he thinks of Trump. And he goes down the long list of everything they were talking about. The guy has got a master's degree, retired Air Force officer. He's an elder in the church. He's run for city council. And the guy is lost. Trump's the devil. Trump's a Nazi. Biden walks on water, that kind of thing. And the guy goes down the list. And at the end, he says, I'd love your insight as to what's going on. Okay, what's going on? What's going on with this guy? 80 years old, Air Force officer. My goodness, an elder in the church. And he's a dirty commie. What's going on there? A dirty commie who believes all kinds of things that aren't real. He goes down the list on everything he believes. How does that happen? Okay, we'll set that aside for a moment. Two things. This is a headline from Not the Bee, but they're explaining what was happening in the Toronto Star today, Toronto, Canada. And this is the headline from Not the Bee. Headline: Toronto Star publishes an article, why never owning a home is a good thing, actually. And they did. That's a real article. While it's easy to feel owning a home is a life goal, it might not be a bad thing to consider forgetting it altogether. That's directly from the article. Okay. So we'll set that aside a moment. You have the email. You have the article. And now I have this. It's actually not a politician. It's not an article. What this is fiction. It's from an episode of Law and Order. Have you ever heard of Law and Order? Most people have heard of Law and Order. It's this long-running television show, several different versions. I've never watched it, but I'm not a TV guy. I know enough to know it's really big. This was from an episode of Law and Order.
His gym is an active club, part of an international network of white supremacist sleeper cells, all fronting as small MMA-style gyms.
How big a network are we talking about?
So far, we've identified over 30 active clubs across 9 different states and several provinces of Canada.
So how do they work?
The clubs operate as recruitment centers. They lure in young white men under the guise of getting fit while indoctrinating them in racist ideology and training them in military combat.
They're building an army.
They're trying to.
It's the new face of hate.
The new face of hate. Building an army. Those dangerous white supremacists. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the connection. You've got an 80-year-old guy, 80-year-old Democrat, elder at your church, Air Force officer, master's degree, and he believes all these lies about Trump, all these lies about Biden. Biden's a great guy. Trump's the Antichrist. Let's talk about the article. Just a media article. No big deal. No agenda. Just letting you know, hey, owning a house kind of sucks. You shouldn't do that. And then the law enforcement, the law and order, I should say, episode, telling you to keep a lookout for those dangerous white supremacists. Let's have a long chat about the system and propaganda next. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's have a chat about reality when it comes to life, the fight for life. Roe versus Wade being overturned was good. Anyone who tells you otherwise is crazy. But the truth is, we haven't actually gained ground on abortion. Why? Because of the abortion pill. Now, half the abortion clinics in America are actually some young girl's bathroom. They're getting these pills sent to their homes and killing their babies in their homes. What chance do we have at stopping this barbaric practice if it's as easy as going down and picking up a bottle of ibuprofen? Well, that's where preborn comes in. They step in and they let the young lady know, you can have a free ultrasound, no charge to you. Just come lay down for an ultrasound. When a young mother hears a heartbeat, she chooses life almost every time. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say baby. $28 buys that woman that ultrasound. Or go to preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So what do all these stories have in common? The email from the guy who knows the 80-year-old, highly educated, and yet hates Trump, thinks he's a Nazi, believes all these crazy things. The Toronto Star publishing an article telling people not to own a home. Oh, that home stuff, that's kind of crappy. Just be a renter forever. And then the Law and Order episode. Where does it all tie in? Well, if we have to be merciful towards communists, whether they be 80 or 8, we should be merciful at least in understanding this. The system of lies we have in place in this country for many people is total. The system of lies is total for many people. And this is what I mean. If you're a person, because the guy actually goes into the email and stuff, like, where's the guy get his news? He goes to CNN to get his news. If you're a human being who just does traditional things, not Democrat things, traditional things. You, no matter how old you are, no matter how educated you are, probably live in a world of make-believe. You don't have to be a Democrat activist. You don't have to go to Berkeley. You don't have to watch MSNBC every night. If you're if you start out as a child, let's say your parents are not even Democrats, non-political, but as a child, you go to public school. That's most people. That's certainly what I did. You just go to a standard government education school. That's all I ever went to. You're getting government propaganda now poured into your head day after day after day, whether it be extremely overt. Hey, little Billy, we're going to cut your penis off in kindergarten today. Or maybe it's super subtle. I mean, America kind of sucked, but we'll do American history anyway. You'll live your life that way. You'll get home at night. If the news is on, mom and dad, or what are they watching? What are they watching? ABC, NBC, CBS. Just getting total commie propaganda. You don't know. Mom and dad probably don't know. You're finding out things like, oh my gosh, Donald Trump colluded with Russia. From there, you'll move on to the university system. Really pick your university. Outside of a tiny handful, you will be indoctrinated fully in communist propaganda at the university. And then you move from there right into the corporate world. And if you're not selective about where you go, you're probably entering a system that is at best apolitical, but because of our gangster capitalist system in this country now, you're probably entering a company that understands it kind of has to. Look, we got to have pronouns in our bio, guys. We have to. Hey, look, it's Pride Month. We're going to send out an email. Everyone needs to come down to the Pride barbecue. Sorry, that's the way it's got to
be. Why are you gay?
You can live 80 years old in this country, immersed in a world of make-believe, because you open up the newspaper and it tells you you shouldn't own a home. You sit down at night and you turn on Law and Order. It's been a long day. No more politics. No more news. Give me a beer and a TV dinner. I just want to watch some crime television. And yet you're getting the same propaganda there over and over and over and over again. The scientist, the doctor, the newscaster, the politician, the FBI agent, the Sunday school teacher, period, in first grade, all telling you the same thing over and over and over and over and over again with an endless message. Republican is bad. Republican is bad. America's bad. Republican's bad. Republican's evil. America's bad. Tradition's bad. All this stuff is bad. Owning a home is bad. Enforcing the borders bad over and over and over and over and over again. And soon it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you went to school, how much education you have. You are effectively 80 years old or not, officer or not, master's degree or not. Effectively, you are actually the dumbest person on the planet. In America, because our system of lies is total, meaning you have to purposely go outside of it to access true information. This show wasn't dropped into your lap on NBC News. You had to find it on your radio dial. Maybe you downloaded the podcast. You had to seek it out. Because the system of lies is total, the longer you spend in it now, the dumber you actually are. You can look at the 18-year-old college kid who believes in full-blown communism and I hate capitalism, and you can point at that kid and laugh at him. Ah, look how stupid he is. Look at the dumb little commie. But the truth is, the 80-year-old is 10 times as dumb as the 18-year-old because he's been consuming all the lies for 60 years longer. When you live in a country where the system of lies becomes total, you can have even normal people, educated people, older people who are complete and utter morons, because everywhere you look, from the newspaper to the TV shows to the news, everyone's lying to you. And they're all telling you the same lies. Maybe we should have sympathy from time to time, because most people are just too dumb to break out of that. That's a fact. You know another lie? If I'm going to invest, it's got to be the stock market. I better call a stockbroker. You know what that old saying is? I believe it's a Rothschild saying, if I remember right. When there's blood on the streets, what do you do? What do you do when there's blood on the streets? Chris will know this saying for sure. What, Chris? I was saying, when there's blood on the streets, buy property. The really wealthy people now, they're buying hard assets. Gold, silver, and real estate. The finance giants, they're gobbling up real estate. Well, Jesse, I can't. I'm not J.P. Morgan. I don't expect you to be. Done for you real estate isn't for J.P. Morgan. It's for you. So normal people can begin to acquire rental properties. And Done For You Real Estate handles it all. They get you the best houses in the best markets. They vet it, the financing, the rental process, the closing process. They handle it all. You, normal person, begin acquiring properties, all right? DoneForYouJesse.com is where you begin. These are wonderful people. I love them. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, let's get back to it. I want to get to a bunch of emails and stuff like that. So let us dig in right now after I play this little Biden bit. Man, they really do just come right out and say it. They pillage us. Pillage us. And hand all the stuff to their friends.
Recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states to start with in Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, with many on the way. Just go to Climate Corps, as mentioned already, climatecorps.gov to apply. You'll get paid to fight climate change.
The President of the United States of America announcing the government program to take taxpayer money, to take your money, and hand it out to young communists to fight something that doesn't even exist. You consider that when mixed in with this story, and man, it all just is about abusing you and handing stuff out to their friends.
Now, about 140 migrants were arrested by Texas DPS for rioting, but an El Paso judge dropped the state misdemeanor charges, citing not enough evidence to prove they were involved in a riot.
140 illegals show up at our border, blast through Border Patrol. It's all on camera. You've watched the video by now, as have I. But America's justice system lets them off scot-free with a misdemeanor. If you happen to saunter into the American Capitol on January 6th, you've lost your job, your wife, your freedom, your entire life is destroyed. If you're an illegal who saunters his way into this country from Bolivia and you assault a Border Patrol guard on the way through, shoot, you've probably already got a job. Fresh Visa card. Little hotel to put your feet up at. Pink Flower Oracle. I recently reconnected with a dude I hated in high school. Oh, this is from a chick. Oh, Chris, they're totally going to hook up. Guaranteed. Anyway, I don't even have to read the rest of the email to know. That's how it worked. Anyway, he's a Christian now. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not. I mean, I'm hooking up in a nice way to the movies and stuff. He's a Christian now in the military station in Korea. Just found out he still vapes, and he gave up trying to quit. He said it's a quote. It's like a free first-class ticket to heaven. He said it was joking, but also partly serious, so on and so forth. I recommended your show, but I don't think he listened. Please yell at him to stop vaping so I can share the show with him again. And she said, of course, her name is Autumn. Listen, Autumn. Listen. You don't want me to tell him to stop vaping, Autumn. And you know why you don't want that? Everyone knows. Okay, maybe you yourself don't know. So I'm going to explain it to you right now, Autumn. You reconnected with this guy from high school. You probably at one point in time in high school found him attractive. Now that he's in the military, he's probably twice as attractive because chicks dig a dude in uniform. And yes, he vapes, and you don't like that because it is gross. Obviously, you don't need me to tell anyone it's bad for you. Anything you breathe into your lungs that's not air is almost undoubtedly not supposed to be there, so it's bad for you. But Autumn, you don't want that. Here's what you want. You want to be the one to fix him. You want to be the one to get your hooks in him and fix him. And you want this project to begin now. And I know this because it's currently going on in my house when it comes to two things, dessert and fashion. Well, for one, let's just address the dessert thing. I'm not a huge dessert guy, but ever since, I don't know, past 3 or 4 years, I've been getting more into dessert than I ever was before. I'm not proud of it, but I guess I will take a Reese's peanut butter cup. I think I will try the key lime pie. So I've been getting more and more into dessert. Well, just before I came back from radio, I texted my youngest. He also likes dessert. And I said, hey, you didn't have dessert with dinner, right? And he said, no. I said, good, don't. You and me, we're going to get some dessert when I get home. Then he texts right back, I'm sorry. And I said, what? Sorry for what? Boom, I get a text from the wife. She'd taken his phone and tells me, you slimy snake, texting him behind my back trying to give him dessert without me. See, now I'm being assaulted for my love of dessert and she's going to start picking at me. And fashion. I can't dress. My wife is fashionable. She knows, you know, all that stuff. I can't dress. So it's been years. I don't know, 18, 19 years of, is that what you're going to wear tonight? Is that what you're wearing there? As if I'm not trying to make things better. Women love to fix us, or I should say shave off the rough edges. So he knows vaping's bad, Autumn. He also knows what you're really interested in. Jesse, we have a similar appreciation of aircraft, but your bastardizations are unacceptable. Biden administration, he said I said that three times last night. Biden administration, he says I said that. Appreciate it. I know I said that. And especially, apparently I said that. Especially? I don't know. Maybe I missed the L. And he calls himself the grammar police. Do I say Biden administration? Biden administration, I do? Well, maybe that's because spelling it all out is kind of stupid. Why do I have to say Biden administration every single time? It seems like such a waste. I've got other things I need to focus on.
My focus is just stay focused.
Look, that's enough. That's enough of these heavy conversations. They're too heavy. How heavy?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That's how heavy it is. It's heavy stuff. Esther Duflo. You don't know who that person is, but she won a Nobel Prize in 2019. The rich owe $500 billion in, quote, moral debt to poor countries. I don't care about this person, neither do you, but it does show you how much this communism has been ingrained into the highest levels of all of society. It really is. It's just there. They can't help it. All right, let's move on. Jesse. Can we recall 90% of Congress? It's too late to vote them out. Listen, do I need to go over the list again of senators who just sailed that unpopular foreign aid bill through? Why would we recall something? Why would we recall something? How successful would that be when the GOP primary voter can't be bothered to show up on election day to remove them from office? John Cornyn, Senator from Texas. He is up for re-election in 2026. That is not far away. 2 years from now is essentially when his primary vote is. And John Cornyn has spent the last year, 2 years, really 5-10 years, dumping all over you and everything you love. And John Cornyn isn't sitting around in his office quaking in his fake Texas boots, worried about his next election, because John Cornyn knows for a fact he's going to sail to re-election again in the red state of Texas, because every single normie dork in the state of Texas registered as a Republican, they're going to do the same thing registered Republicans do in every blood red state. They're going to sit on their fat butts at home when primary day comes around, or even worse, they're going to get up off the couch, turn off Fox News for the first time that day, and go down to the polls and vote for Senator Loser once again. And then they'll go right back home and they'll turn on Fox News and they'll complain about inflation and they'll complain about an open border, and they'll complain about everything, having just gone to the polls to vote for the loser who helps with all that stuff. Or I should say hurts all that stuff. I don't want to hear about recalls. I'm tired of it. Show me primary results. Show me American Republicans quaking in fear at the thought of primary voters punishing them. When that day comes, then you will know. Then you will know we are turning things around. Then you will know. Until then, it's a bunch of this crap. Can't friggin' stand it.
Will the Senate indulge the fantasy of pulling up a drawbridge? Will we persist in the 21st century with an approach that failed in the 20th? Or will we dispense with the myth of isolationism and embrace reality?
How are your T levels? Look, you just heard. They're really low right now. This is a societal problem. Not even about politics. We as a society, We are not making enough babies. We are not thinking logically. We have feminized men throughout this country, and all of this is linked directly back to America's free-falling testosterone levels. What are you doing about yours, gentlemen? No matter how old you are, 20 or 90, you need testosterone, and a male vitality stack from Chalk can get it for you naturally. Not a needle in your arm, not more big pharma garbage. Let the anti-communists at Chalk change your life. That's how drastic the difference is. 90 days and you'll know. Honestly, you'll probably know after a month. Go get a subscription, 90 days. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. But don't worry, we are going to be back tomorrow on a hump day to do it again. So, J.D. Vance, I didn't play this earlier, but he was on the Senate floor ranting and raving about all this foreign aid money. I do want to point out before we play this little J.D. Vance audio for you. One, I want to point out the fact that Mitch McConnell seemed uniquely invested in stopping J.D. Vance in that Ohio primary before. Interesting. I mean, after all, this was McConnell today.
Today, the Senate sits for a test on behalf of the entire nation. It's a test of American resolve, our readiness, and our willingness to lead. And the stakes of failure are abundantly clear. Failure to help Ukraine stand against Russian aggression now means inviting escalation against our closest treaty allies and trading partners. It means greater risk that American forces would become involved in conflict. It means more costly deployments of our military and steeper military requirements to defend against aggression.
And that's funny that Mitch McConnell gave that speech, because J.D. Vance gave a speech about all this stuff as well. Here's what he had to say.
There's another historical analogy that I think that's worth pointing out, and that is the historical analogy of the early 2000s. Now, in 2003, I was a high school senior, and I had a political position back then. I believed the propaganda of the George W. Bush administration that we needed to invade Iraq, that it was a war for freedom and democracy, that those who were appeasing Saddam Hussein were inviting a broader regional conflict. Does that sound familiar to anything that we're hearing today? It's the same exact talking points 20 years later with different names. But have we learned anything over the last 20 years? No, I don't think that we have. We have learned that if we beat our chest instead of engage in diplomacy, that it will somehow produce good outcomes. That is not true. We learned that if we talk incessantly about World War II, we can bully people and cause them to ignore their basic moral impulses and lead the country straight into catastrophic conflict.
Where is he wrong? I'll stop him when he's lying. But don't worry. Hey, maybe you were worried that there was no money staying home. You would be wrong. Chicago just approved 70 million more for illegals. Joe Biden's DHS is sending $300 million. Oh, it's not to you. Sorry. He's sending $300 million to sanctuary cities to pay for the food, shelter, education, medical services of illegals. $91 billion going overseas. Ukraine gets a bunch. Israel gets a bunch. Taiwan gets a bunch. The illegals get a bunch. You get the bill, you see? You get the bill. And so, knowing that that's how these people spend money, do you think it would be a good idea to acquire some gold at this time? Why do you think gold keeps hitting highs? Gold hit a high. Gold hit another high. Do you understand where your gold would be if you'd bought Oxford Gold Group like 3 years ago when I first started telling you about it? But don't want it anymore. Call 833-995-GOLD. They're not going to send you gold bars. You don't need a bank vault. It's gold coins or silver coins. Or if you just want it in your retirement account, you can do that as well. Make it a portion of your IRA, your 401k. But one thing you can't possibly do without is just having any. I don't have any. No, I'm just going to roll my dice on the dollar. Really? You're going to roll your dice on the dollar? How do you think that's going to work out in the end? 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Let's do one or two more emails before we get to headlines. Jesse, you're obviously completely correct in the Republican voter continually failing us in primaries. I don't see it getting any better. I'm still seeing a not significant number of average Republicans refusing to acknowledge that Democrats are the party of communists. Some call it a conspiracy theory. Listen, it's not where it needs to be, but it is getting better in certain locales. I will point that out. Here in Texas, yeah, I'm angry about our statewide Republicans, I mean the national ones, the Cornyn types we send, total losers. But we just bounced a bunch of state reps here in Texas in a primary. It can be done. People are waking up. I just want to make sure we're always reminding everyone why the senators from the reddest states are constantly selling us out. They're constantly selling us out because GOP primary voters in red states are lazy and or useless.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Israel's military intelligence chief resigns over failure to prevent Hamas' October 7th attacks. Imagine living in a country where officials would resign in disgrace if they failed at their jobs. I can't even relate to that. My goodness. DOJ in the final stages of a settlement negotiations with the victims of Larry Nassar over FBI misconduct. I almost forgot that Larry Nassar was a doctor. He was a doctor involved with the U.S. women's gymnastics team. He was the team doctor. I will spare you all the details because they are beyond putrid and wretched, but you should understand that Larry Nassar, over the course of, oh, I don't know, virtually his entire career, assaulted in horrible ways these underage gymnasts. Why didn't anyone stop it? Oh, because the FBI covered it up. The Federal Bureau of Investigation covered up child sex crimes. No big deal, though. Don't worry. I'm sure they're on our side. Bombshell report reveals CIA's rampant mishandling of sexual assault cases within its ranks. Wow, what a shock. A poisonous organization is full of poison. Die, MAGA, die. New York Democrat congressional candidate slammed for wishing death on all Trump supporters. We are absolutely toning down that rhetoric now, aren't we? Voters are losing interest in the November election, the polls show. This is something I've been trying to warn Republicans about. All of them, the McConnell types, all up and down the ticket. They continue to, well, we're going to moderate on this. We're going to sell you out a little bit on that. People are already apathetic about Joe Biden. They don't like him. If you water down, quote, Republicanism to the point where it stands for absolutely nothing at all, what you're going to have is actually a low turnout election, because why am I going to show up? Give me a reason to show up and vote for you. Inspire me. Don't bank on my vote. Inspire me. You. I will see you tomorrow. We're going to come back. We're going to do all this again. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.